The winner of one of the highest awards in the field of architecture was announced today. The 2002 Pritzker Architecture Prize goes to Glenn Murcutt of Sydney, Australia. From Chicago Public Radio, Edward Lifson reports.
At a time when starchitects, as they're called, jet around the world, giving cities eye-catching new museums designed to draw tourists, the Pritzker jury has surprised even those in the field. Glenn Murcutt works alone in his office. He has no assistants. He shuns large-scale public commissions, even if they would bring him publicity. Instead, he designs primarily private homes for clients who agree with his conscientious environmentalism. Murcutt bases his work on nature.
When I start to look at how a stone is carved in the landscape, when it's washed with water and against other rocks, when I dissect a reed to see how it stands up in nature, when I examine the beauty of a leaf and see how it's made, when I look at the systems involved in living objects and living plants and things, I see an incredible beauty that comes out of something that's working absolutely so incredibly efficiently.
Murcutt is also inspired by minimalist modern architects. His designs have been dubbed Mies van der Rohe meets the Australian woodshed. Murcutt's materials of choice are corrugated iron, stone, brick, some concrete, and a lot of glass. His houses are often long rectangles covered by tilted metal roofs. The Pritzker jury wrote that Murcutt's structures are said to float above the landscape, or in the words of the Aboriginal people that he is fond of quoting, they touch the earth lightly, and they let in light and the sounds and the air around them through mesh or slatted timber or metal screens. Few buildings by Glenn Murcutt are air-conditioned.
I design them relying on the natural climate, and I modify the building itself to cope with those differences, to see where the sun comes from, to understand the altitude, the latitude, the humidity, and the temperature. We look at the landscape. A whole lot of things take place.
Awards tend to say as much about their juries as they do about their recipients. The chairman of the Pritzker Prize jury, J. Carter Brown, says that by honoring an environmentalist who works quietly, out of the spotlight, and on a small scale, the Pritzker jury hopes to send a message to the profession.
I think it's what we need at this juncture, not to be carried away by the PR machines and all the glitz of our starchitects that trade off the amount of publicity and world interest that accrues to their work, but which has brought architecture somewhat into the fashion industry.
All of Glenn Murcutt's buildings are in Australia. That's his choice. The Pritzker Architecture Prize includes a $100,000 grant. Murcutt says he will not use the money to hire any office help. He prefers to work alone. For NPR News, I'm Edward Lifson in Chicago.